What is the No Spin News all about?
You know that this is a fact-based analysis news program. You know that. We avoid speculation. We don't do conspiracies here. We don't do party politics here. We're not nonpartisan. That's wrong. Not that. Okay, we are advocates for a stronger America and a more just society. We don't believe in communism. We don't believe in socialism. We don't believe in nihilism. We don't believe in the progressive woke culture. We think it is un-American. We don't support that. So you should know what we are. And it would then crystallize what we do.
Listen to the No Spin News. Subscribe to Bill O'Reilly's podcast feed wherever podcasts are available.
I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. This is a crazy time in our country. It's stressful, a lot of anxiety, and it's going to get worse. And I realized that one of the things that helps me take away the stress is realizing that there's nothing new under the sun. So on this podcast, we take the news of the day and we run it through the Bible and other periods in history to realize that we've been through this before and we can rise above again. Politics by Faith, anywhere you listen to the podcast, Politics by Faith.
Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.
Yes, the new Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, is absolutely anti-gay, but you know what? I don't care. This is Can't Cancel Rob Smith. All right, problematics. So we have a new House Speaker, and he just so happens to be a big old homophobe. And yes, I'm going to call the man a homophobe. Mike Johnson obviously is somebody that doesn't like gays. He's obviously somebody that was not here for gay marriage, was not here for a lot of different things. And I'm going to break down what of this stuff is rhetoric and what actually matters. But at the end of the day, for me, and if you follow me on Instagram, please do at Rob Smith Online, I actually made a video about this. And honestly, the point is at this point that I just simply do not care. I don't care. I don't care. I don't care. And I'm going to spend this episode telling you why. First of all, let's talk high level before I even kind of get into, you know, some of the ways that the left-wing media is sort of now propagandizing his quote-unquote anti-gay hatred, even though, like I said, I do believe that the man's likely a homophobe, somebody that just does not like homosexuals, does not like gay men. But high level for me, before I even get into all of that, the reason that I do not care is, first of all, the fact that I am gay or anything that has anything to do with really gay or lesbian in terms of public policy in this country, it is just not important. It's irrelevant. It is not even number 100 in any of the issues that I think of in terms of where we are as a country. And the reason that the far left is using a lot of this stuff, and I'll get into it a little bit, but high level, the reason that the far left is using a lot of this stuff to rally their base is because his background helps them in painting anybody that is not a Democrat as this mean, evil, nasty homophobe. Oh, he hates gays. He wants to put you in concentration camps. He was anti-gay marriage, all of this other stuff. So vote for us, vote for us, vote for us. That is basically the entire idea of the Democrats and the left right now, okay? These people do not win on policy. They do not win on ideas. Their ideas and their policies, in fact, make people's lives worse, which is what a lot of people on the left that are being honest about what their life looks like right now can probably see the effects of their policies. And we are living through right now what happens when these people are given the keys to the kingdom. And for me, it's very interesting experiencing this moment as somebody who has had their eyes awakened and that is now conservative, red-pilled, center-right, Republican, whatever you want to call me, because now I understand what the Obama what the anti-Obama people were seeing when Obama was president. Because at that point in time, the scales were over my eyes. So I was, you know, awash in the propaganda about how cool Obama was and about how, you know, Michelle Obama is so great and the Black First family, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, while the policies that were going on during that era were destroying the country to the level to where people were dying for Trump, okay? And that is how Trump got in 2016. And the policies that Democrats are putting in place right now are absolutely hurting people. You know, the left, the right, the people that voted for them, people that didn't vote for them. Everybody is hurting in this country right now, except the very, very wealthy. And so bringing this back to what's going on with Mike Johnson right now and how the Republicans are being painted right now is that what I think a lot of people that don't understand is that the Democrats have no ideas, but they do have control of the media narrative. And so if they can convince the people that have voted for them and continue to vote for them that the other alternative is so bad for them and all this other stuff, they're going to continue to get these people's votes and they're going to continue to have the cognitive dissonance that it takes to have to vote for people whose actual policies are making your lives worse. And that is what's going on right now. That is what they need to remain in power, particularly from people in the quote-unquote LGBT community. But when I look at this stuff, I'm going to go into the main article that I've been seeing floating around. When I look into this stuff, I see very little anti-gay policy that has anything to do with gays and lesbians, and I see sort of anti-TQ policy that is very anti the far left trans movement, establishment, whatever you want to call it. And they have so conflated the TQ, the trans queer fringe, with gays and lesbians. They want to, and I've said this before to you guys, Problematics, they want for gays and lesbians to be included in this kind of blob of letters. So they want them to be confused as to what of these things actually affect them. And the truth is that none of these, quote, anti-LGBTQ plus positions that they claim that Mike Johnson or any other mainstream Republican has anything to do with the lives or the rights of gays and lesbians. So let's get into this. This is an Advocate article that says how anti-LGBTQ plus, again, you know, their tactic, is newly elected House Speaker Mike Johnson. Very. And I'm reading this article. And so, and first of all, let's break this down. I'm going to read you a quote from The Advocate. This is not a news source, okay? Fundamentally, you have to understand that these are not news sources. These are internet blogs that are propaganda machines for the Democrats. Johnson, in his fourth term, representing a northwestern Louisiana district, has received a zero on HRC's congressional scorecard in every term. Okay, pause. What does that mean? The Human Rights Campaign has nothing to do with gays and lesbians. The Human Rights Campaign, as I have told you guys many, many, many times before, is nothing more than a Democrat super PAC. All right? That is all it is. It is a Democrat super PAC that does not represent gays and lesbians. It represents nothing but trans kids in the TQ fringe and all that other stuff. So again, has nothing to do with gays and lesbians. Okay, so Johnson voted against the Equality Act. The Equality Act is not about equality. It is a deeply, deeply, deeply far left pro-trans and anti-woman piece of legislation that if anybody had really bothered to read this thing, they would know that that is exactly what it is. And I feel like I've broken that down on previous episodes as well. It's sometimes problematic. I feel like I'm banging my head against the wall because I'm the only person in this space that has the knowledge and the clarity to really speak of this sort of far left TQ fringe with some sense and in some perspective that none of these people have. But anyway, so he voted against the Equality Act. Don't care about that. The Equality Act is trash. He voted against the Respect for Marriage Act. Okay, he voted against the Respect for Marriage Act. The Respect for Marriage Act codified gay marriage into law. This basically means that marriage equality is the law of the land. It can never be overturned by a Supreme Court, Jess. It can never be overturned by the Supreme Court. It can never be overturned. That is what it is. And again, a lot of mainstream gay and lesbian liberals do not even know that the Respect for Marriage Act passed because they've been propagandized into believing that the Supreme Court is going to come for marriage equality when, in fact, one, I guess, good thing for me that the Biden administration did was they made this the law of the land. And to put this in the context, they did not do this for Roe versus Wade, which is why Roe versus Wade ended up being overturned by the Supreme Court and why they're dealing with that. Now, the left made the Respect for Marriage Act a big deal to inflame their base for a moment. And I think that, you know, honestly, to tell you the truth, they may have not thought very long term about that because now they can't say, oh, the Supreme Court is going to take away your rights because they can't. But then again, some of these people that they're reaching out to are so stupid that they do not know that the Respect for Marriage Act passed and that marriage equality is the law of the land. Mike Johnson voted against the Respect for Marriage Act. I do not care because it passed. And it says he voted against numerous other pro-equality bills. Pro-equality as defined by who? Who defines what is pro-equality and what is not equality? Because I would dare to think that these bills that are seen as pro-equality by the advocate are probably not seem to be pro-equality by women and girls, the rights of whom are regularly trampled over when it comes to advancing the far left sort of trans agenda. He has introduced legislation inspired by Florida's Don't Say Gay law and led a hearing in opposition to gender-affirming care for minors. Again, people, listen to the language. It's all in the language. Who called the Parental Rights and Education Act in Florida the Don't Say Gay law? Nobody. It was coined that by leftist LGBT activists like the Advocate, like the Human Rights Campaign, like the rest of them, that needed to turn the parental rights and education law into something that seemed anti-gay. And as I said at the time, what happens is these people coin something, the Don't Say Gay law, and then it is laundered through the mainstream media because all of these different media sources say, critics call it the Don't Say Gay law. I feel like I've been telling people how they do this for years and years and years, and yet nothing changes, and people just continue to make the exact same mistakes. So pardon my frustration with screaming into the void and saying the same things over and over and over again, and conservative media outlets don't listen. The politicians don't listen. Nobody listens, which is why they always fail and which is why the left continues to win. And again, led a hearing in opposition to gender-affirming care for minors. This is very flowery language that the left has used to describe the social and medical transitioning of children. Okay? It is not gender-affirming care. All right? This is what they do with language. In the same tricks that they play with language, the same way that they toy with language, this is the same way that they convince the brain-dead idiots that still believe any of this stuff that, you know, Mike Johnson is going to lead the charge of Republicans to put gays in concentration camps or take away all our marriage rights or, you know, brand our necks with pink triangles or whatever else it is that they lie about today. And I'm going to get into the rest of this after the break.
Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.
All right, welcome back. So look, about this Mike Johnson is anti-gay thing. And I'm just kind of using this to break down how, is he anti-gay? Do I believe that he particularly likes homosexuals? No. Is any sort of true anti-gay or lesbian legislation even in the top 100 of what anybody is trying to do in the Republican Party right now? Also no. So it doesn't matter. And so they're smearing him while at the Alliance Defending Freedom, okay, which was a law firm, which is a law firm that was representing cases that were brought about by the religious right. And I will call the religious right the far right, because I define far right and far left as anybody who is somehow outside of where the majority of public opinion is on any given topic. And so, yes, the religious right is the far right, because the religious right does not believe in marriage equality. They do not believe in gay marriage. They also do not believe in abortion in any capacity at any point. Now, the American public has been polled on abortion rights for decades. Most of the public supports abortion rights through the first trimester. After the first trimester, it falls precipitously. The religious right is obviously to the far right of that. The majority of the American public has no issues with gays and lesbians getting married. Nobody cares anymore. It is the law of the land. Again, people who do not like this are far right. And that brings up a moment for me to play this little sot, this interview that Hannity did with Mike Johnson about all this stuff. And I'm gonna tell you what he played. And to Hannity's credit, and I know Hannity's been getting a lot of stuff from me for the past couple of weeks, because I think that Hannity is very much in the cable news bubble, is very much a neocon, is very much, you know, advocating for whatever. But he also decided that it was appropriate to, he got the interview with Mike Johnson. Now, they can get the interviews with these people because they know they're not going to go too hard. But Hannity, to his credit, brought up the question. So play what Hannity had to say. Or had to ask.
Comments you had made both in writing and advocacy for this group about homosexuality, calling it sinful, destructive, and not supporting gay marriage. Quote, no clear right to sodomy in the Constitution. You have been getting hammered on this.
Yeah.
And I want to ask you about it. I want to know exactly, you know, where you stand. Some of these comments were 15 years ago.
I don't even remember some of them. I was a litigator that was called upon to defend the state marriage amendments, if you remember back in the early 2000s. I think it was over 35 states, somewhere in that number, that the people went to the ballot in their respective states and they amended their state constitutions to say marriage is one man, one woman. Well, I was a religious liberty defense lawyer and I was called to go in and defend those cases in the courts. Let me state this very clearly, and there's been questions about this. Let me say where I am. Anybody that knows me will tell you this is true. I am a rule of law guy. I made a career defending the rule of law. I respect the rule of law. When the Supreme Court issued the Obergefell opinion, that became the law of the land, okay? I respect the rule of law, but I also genuinely love all people, regardless of their lifestyle choices. This is not about the people themselves. I am a Bible-believing Christian. Someone asked me today in the media, they said, it's curious, people are curious, what does Mike Johnson think about any issue under the sun? I said, well, go pick up a Bible off your shelf and read it. That's my worldview. That's what I believe. And so
that's your personal worldview.
My personal worldview. But
and so, look, his response to this, and this brings the question, okay? This is, I think, why everybody gets so sort of like riled up, and particularly with the far left, who does not want anybody else to have a different worldview. They want to impose their agenda on absolutely everybody. So now, is the Republican Speaker, Mike Johnson, as somebody who is an evangelical Christian, is he allowed to have a worldview that says that homosexuality is sin, it is wrong, it is unnatural? Is he allowed to have this worldview? And my answer, yes. And my answer, absolutely, because this is the thing. I do not need for everybody, and this is where I differ from the left, I don't need everybody to think that everything that I do or how I live my life or what my sexual orientation is or what my skin color or whatever, I don't need for everybody to accept it. And I don't need for everybody to love it. And I certainly don't need to impose my stuff on other people, particularly religion-wise. I do not need that. What I do need is for Mike Johnson to interpret the law. What I do need is for him not to spearhead initiatives that are going to make my life harder as a gay person. I'm not seeing any indication that he is doing so or has any plans to do so. What I will say is that When Hannity read that quote that said that he wrote that there's no right to sodomy in the Constitution, I thought that was funny. That's just very much my non-PC sense of humor. Like, no right to sodomy in the Constitution is hysterical. And, you know, and look, I have friends that are gay males and I have friends that are gay male conservatives, and they will argue against gay marriage from literally a constitutional and legal standpoint. Okay, there are gay men who are like, okay, if gays and lesbians are like, if we are strictly interpreting the law and constitution. And then another gay friend of mine, you know, he put me up on some game. I think this is the same one that's opposed to gay marriage, particularly from a constitution worldview, is that the act of marriage, by the way, just the government getting involved in marriage in the first place was about money. It was about, there were some really tough times going on in the country at that point in time. There was like, okay, we're going to get the government involved in marriage. We're going to make people apply for and pay for marriage licenses, et cetera, et cetera. Boom, here's some money. Boom, the government is involved in marriage. That's how it happened. And me, you know, my public school self, I didn't even know that. But yeah, this dude is a good friend of mine. He's very, very intelligent and very much knowledgeable about the history of this country. But that's, you know, I'm kind of going on a tangent there. But fundamentally, with Mike Johnson and with how he feels about all of this stuff, he has basically said, you know, this is the law of the land. And if this is the law, I have to interpret this and I have to respect it. Now, I think a lot of the far left, and there's a lot of fear mongering that they want to say, well, eventually, if you don't give us total and complete power at all times, or if you bad gays or you bad lesbians or you bad people go vote for the other people, then one day they're going to take your rights away. And we're just going to be like, we told you so. And that's very interesting, because these are the same people on the far left that have basically taken like, these are the people that have instituted the police state that we see. Because these are the people that advocated for taking people's rights to their own bodily autonomy when it came to taking the coronavirus shot. Like, these people don't have a leg to stand on. They have zero integrity. They don't have a leg to stand on at all when it comes to any of this stuff. But they will make this argument with a straight face, which is shocking to me. But these people, yeah, like, these people have no shame. These people have no integrity, which is why I tend to not pay attention when these people are telling me who I'm supposed to hate. And again, like, I'm looking at this article in the House in 2022. He introduced a bill called the Stop the Sexualization of Children Act of 2022, which would have prohibited the use of federal funds to, quote, develop, implement, facilitate, or fund any sexually oriented program, event, or literature for children under the age of 10 and for other purposes. Excuse me, what on earth is so wrong with that? It seems to make a lot of sense to me. But then again, I'm one of those lunatic gay people that thinks that maybe the Parental Rights and Education Act wasn't such a bad idea either. And fundamentally, and I'm not going to get too much deeper into this stuff. Like, the advocate is a left-wing rag at this point. It would be so nice if there was a true journalistic outlet that wanted to kind of present gays and lesbians with another option. But it's so dominated by the far left blogs with political agendas. It's very unfortunate that this is where we are. But fundamentally, I don't care that the left calls Mike Johnson anti-gay. Like I said, do I believe that this man likes homosexuals? No. Do I believe that he has gay friends? Absolutely not. He is a by-the-book evangelical Christian, as is his right to be. By the way, we happen to have one of those as vice president for 4 years that led to one of the biggest wins for LGBT people in this country and in history. And that is, I'm going to do a video on my Instagram page at Rob Smith Online that goes a little bit deeper into this. When LGBT people were added to the Civil Rights Act, and basically we are protected under federal law from anybody discriminating against us. Like, you cannot be fired for being gay. You just can't do it. You can't be fired for being gay, all right? But that said, that happened under Trump, and that happened under 3 Supreme Court justices, which is very interesting. But that's a side note. And fundamentally, what I think problematic, to really wrap this up in a bow, the difference between my outlook on this and sort of the way the far left LGBT activists would like for me to think, and by the way, even some of the younger gay conservative influencers would like for me to think, is that fundamentally it's a question about individualism versus collectivism. Am I an individual? Am I Rob Smith, an individual in this world who looks in the mirror and sees not a gay man, not a man that is just gay, or not a man that is just black, or not somebody that is just gay and black or whatever, but am I allowed to see myself as a human being that thinks about things in different ways? I'm an individualist. I know who I am. I know that there's these immutable characteristics that I have, and that these things mean different things to people in the world that have nothing to do with me. And it's going to make the way that I move through the world quite different. I am very much aware of that, which is why I've never sort of pretended that racism or homophobia or anything like that don't exist. That would be that's like saying, like, that would be ridiculous, and it would be discounting a lot of the experiences that I've had as a person. But at the same time, like I said, I am an individualist. I'm not a collectivist. So I'm not going to, my politics and what I think aren't dictated on my membership to some group. You know, my membership to a group of black people or a group of whatever gay people expect me to think of because I'm that. You know, if anything, the only part of my identity that truly affects my politics is my identity as an American. That's the, like, I look at being an American, being a citizen of this country, that is the lens through which I generally look at everything, particularly our politics. Everything else is secondary or tertiary at best. So again, to wrap this up, is Mike Johnson anti-gay? Yes. Does he like gay people? No. That man doesn't like gay people. That man will barely tolerate you. You know, I got in some trouble with the lefties when I kind of defended Mike Pence. And I wrote this op-ed for Fox News Digital years ago, where I was just like, I was breaking down this whole idea that Mike Pence is anti-gay and he was some big homophobe. And when I actually really looked at, well, what are some of the things that quote unquote he did? There wasn't a whole lot there other than some people. I think that what the left has is really good at is if you say things over and 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 over again, people tend to start believing them. I was in a very interesting conversation a couple nights ago with a pair of acquaintances that I met that happened to be a gay couple, an older gay couple, nice guys. And it became very apparent throughout the course of our conversation that my politics were very much to the right of theirs, which was fine. But I noticed them saying things about, well, this entity or corporation is anti-gay. And I was like, okay, well, what is this based on? Well, everybody knows it. Okay, well, you know, talk to me like I'm stupid and just tell me like what this is based on. And one of them had a really hard time with this. And that's the thing with smearing somebody and sort of going full court press with the propaganda, because people that are not really trained or do not really think for themselves are not going to look down into the data. Like, they're not really going to figure this stuff out. They're just going to take whatever is told to them. And that's kind of the unfortunate thing about all this stuff. Like, I'm coming to my conclusion that Mike Johnson is anti-gay, not based on whatever anybody is telling me, based on literally the things that he is saying, the things that he has said, the way that he sees himself, and the things that he has voted for. But I'm saying that I don't care, because for me, the fact that he does or does not like gay people does not have any bearing on whether he is going to do the job that needs to be done as the Republican Speaker of the House right now. And I think that's how I look at things. And fundamentally, if you're picking people to kowtow to the left, well, you know, we can't pick this person because the left may say this, or they may say this, or they may say that. This is a frustration that I have sometimes with people, like, oh, you know, you gotta, ooh, these people are gonna say this, these people are gonna say that. And this is what I learned, and it took me a couple of years to realize this, and I've said this before. Candace knew before everybody else that it doesn't matter. You don't bite your tongue when it comes to these people, because these people despise you no matter what. So you do not bite your tongue and you say what you feel. You do not ever, ever let these people control what you're going to say or control how you think or anything like that. It is the wrong answer. So the fact that Mike Johnson doesn't like gay dudes, doesn't believe in gay marriage or whatever, it makes literally no difference to me. It has to me zero bearing on whether he can do this job. And I've said this on social media, and I'll say this again. When they start bringing forth true anti-gay legislation, and I'm not talking anti-LGBTQIAK++, whatever that the left defines it. When they start bringing forth legislation and start charting the path that is going to make my life as a gay man harder, that is when I say something. That is when I use my clout, whatever I have built, to speak up. Until then, I don't care. He's here to do a job that has nothing to do with gays and lesbians and everything to do with hopefully impeaching Biden, hopefully maybe bringing some oversight on all of this money that's going over to Ukraine and et cetera. And these things are more important than whoever's little fifis are hurt because he said some mean things about gays. All right, Problematics, thank you so much, as always, for listening. You can find Can't Cancel Rob Smith every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday on Apple Podcasts, iHeart Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.